Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of my show is to gather, experience, and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder or warning? Divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you from one at 1-888-627-6008. I repeat, 1-888-627-6008. And I wanted to say that this is a non-judgmental environment. This is a healing space. Telling your story can possibly heal yourself and others. There is a higher calling on your life. And I also want to talk about today's topic. And today's topic is unknown future. I want to talk about the unknown future. I'm always talking about, I guess, kind of what I'm going through and what a lot of us go through in trying to plan our lives and trying to plan our futures. And it's just always we're planning, we're feeling like we need our goals set, our projects are always set. We all have dreams. We all have dreams of the future of what we want to do and not knowing the outcome exactly. I mean, you have lived life. Some of us live life where, we do, our dreams do come true. Some of us, we live life where we never have our dreams come true, or some of them come true, or some of them come true in the way, exactly the way we pictured it. Exactly. Sometimes some things that I picture or that I'm going for my future or that I want to happen, guys, it come out exactly the way I want it, but it don't always come out, in my experience, exactly the way I picture it. So the unknown is unknown territory. I mean, we're building on things. We're trying to figure out how we want to do it. There's a irk to the unknown. It's a feeling of, I don't know. I'm gonna try this. And in my life, I'm trying projects and I'm trying out. I just don't know the outcome. So there's a funny feeling on it. But it's like this, guys. It's like this. Divine listeners, it's either you're preparing for this and you really don't know what it's going to turn out, but yet you proceed in not knowing. Okay, we proceed in not knowing. We're going up into something that we don't know. We're like, what am I getting into? But you still proceed in that if you're feeling it. If you're feeling that's the way to go at the time. Sometimes we don't know, and that's another unknown. Or we stop into safety. We say, okay, this seems familiar to me. If I just stop right now, I don't, I'm, at least I'm safe. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever just said, I can just stop right now. I don't know what's going to happen. So let me just stop and at least I'll be safe. Look, I'm talking about myself. That's why I'm bringing up these subjects. And God wants me to bring them up because he wants me to move forward and he wants you guys to move forward in your life, in your dreams of what you need to do or your purposes in life or whatever it is that you need to do. But sometimes fear stops us or the not knowing how things are going to turn out. And so we picture all these different ways that it could possibly come out, and sometimes they're not good. And you stop moving forward because you're like, damn, I don't know what, is this the right thing? You start outthinking yourself or overthinking yourself into doing things, or you're scared, and we stop right there. And if I don't try, I don't have to know how scary it is. You know what I'm saying? If I don't do it, then I won't fail. And so it's like you can stop in that, or you can continue and proceed in the direction of the unknown. And it's quite scary sometimes if it's not this life is really, if you live some, you can live not even that much to know that it's not a direct plan, like a straight and narrow type of thing. Like, you have to go one step at a time. And you got to get messages as you get those steps in the direction, because it is not always, and maybe it can even lead you to another direction that you didn't even intend on going. You say, damn, how did I end up here? It could be either good or bad, or, in between, but you don't even know how you got to the place you got. But the unknown holds you back because you don't know. And then, like I said, we so busy being comfortable in our comfortable box or in our comfortable way of being that, okay, I know my path. I know what's going on. I can predict everything, what's going on. So let me stay here. At least, this is my comfort. I'm comfortable with the people I'm with, but it's kind of uncomfortable being with people you haven't met yet, or situations that you've been in that you haven't had encounters with. So it's unknown thought or ideal of being in a situation that you don't know yet can really scare us. It's pretty scary to me. That's why I'm talking about it. I know that it's pretty scary to you guys out here if you have never done anything outside of your comfort zone. And if you have, then good for you. You have gone through the test where, we all have gone to places where we didn't think that we could get or accomplish things. There's a lot of people out here that's doing their what they want to do in the future, or how they felt like how their future came out. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about still, but yet there's unknown even beyond that. You can get to where you're going, but yet it still is more because it's an ongoing journey. And so what I'm saying is all of this is a part of unknowing, not knowing, not being in the position to know. We just know, but we got to just trust. We got to trust that whatever it is that we're trying to achieve, or whatever it is that we're trying to get to, that the steps that you're taking toward, but you have to take the steps toward it. You have to take the steps toward that which you are achieving or that you want. I mean, it's just not going to come to you. Or you may say, okay, I don't know how I'm going to get there. That's good. That's a good thing. You don't know how you're going to get there, but you're taking steps toward it. And that's where you really got to do. You got to really take steps toward where you want to go. And the future really is, I want to say it, there's really no future. It's like you need to be doing what you need for your future, so-called future now. Because when you get there, it's going to be now. Does that make sense? It's going to get there. When you get there, your future going to be now. So you need to be taking the steps and all the energies that you're trying to do. You need to be doing it now. You need to be having a plan, or whatever it is good, but you cannot stop because you don't know what the unknown is. And that's what stopped me in not all the situations, but that have stopped me in a lot of situations. That's why I want to talk about it. And I want to open it up to everyone who's just listening. Have this happened to you? But I know it has. That you are sitting there, you don't know what the unknown, you don't know what the next step is sometimes. You just know you want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be with my dreams. I have dreams of meeting people, interviewing, the people I choose to meet, that I see in my vision. And you have to choose the chosen people you want to meet, or the situations, or the events, or whatever that you want to take place. I don't know what your future is, but what I'm saying is we all have our dreams inside of us, and a lot of us are scared to go further in them. And me, and that's why I'm talking about me, myself, and I. Sometimes it's further to scared to go further because I'm like, I don't know. And if you put money in it, or you investing in something, you don't know, always know the outcome. And you're saying, okay, yes, they said that this is a good thing to do, or this product to invest in. They saying all this. I read it. I did my research, but you still don't know how it's going to turn out. If you're putting in, you're investing in, and you're doing this, and you're trying to get to another place where you want to go, and people you want to meet, and things that you want to happen for you, because we all have these dreams, and some people don't have dreams at all because they don't even feel like they even should desire a dream. And those are the ones I'm talking to too, It's a whole lot of us don't even know, what our dreams are because we have investigated. We have not looked close enough into our inner self and our inner life. We're so busy trying to find out what's going on the outside. We have not. And if we do, it's too scary. It's like, whoa, me? Yeah, you. You got it. You must can conceive it. You received it in your mind and your consciousness somewhere. So somewhere is happening in the inner world for you. And then you have to bring it out. But if you stifle and leave these dreams inside you and never go after it and never move forward in it, it could never happen. You have people that, yes, I've tried these dreams. I've done all the work. You have that. And you say, damn, what happened there? I did all the work. I did the footwork to where I thought I should happen. And it is this. Heartening when you put all your all in it, but you have to realize you have to go back to yourself and say, hey, this is this what real I really want to do. And if that is what you really want to do, say you was trying to be a rapper or you was trying to be a singer or whatever it is that you were trying to do, and you put all your stuff in it, you did do this. I did go after my dream. And it turned out that it didn't turn out the way I want to. Yeah, you go back and you say, okay. You go inside, you get quiet. I'm always telling you get quiet because there's no other way. You can't do it on the outer. It's too much noise. So you have to get quiet, meditate, or whatever it is you want to call it, or just get quiet, get silent, ask yourself some questions. Is this what I know? Is this really my path? Or is this the path that a parent told me that I should do? Is this really what I want to do? And if it is, then you continue with that path, then nothing can stop you. It have to come true. It'll have to come true for you in a way, or it'll lead you to where you need to be. So don't give up on that. But just to stop in the middle of it or don't even start is what I'm saying, or don't move forward or don't proceed because the unknowing. Yes, the unknown has always been though. It's a constant thing in our life. We have to live with the unknown, guys. It's part of life. And I said, oh, what's new about this? Nothing. We all know this, but we consciously know it. But on the spiritual level or intellectual level, we know it, but we don't know it on a spiritual level because we think, okay, it's up here. Yeah, I know that. I know what she's saying. But when it comes down to really doing it and really moving forward with it, the unknown is scary. We've never charted these waters before. We did this and that before, but we've never charted the waters we're trying to go to or we want to go to. So sometimes it scares us and we just shut down. And that's what I'm talking about within myself too. I just shut down. I'm like, I get nervous. I'm like, what if they're going to take my money? What if they're going to, all the things that I don't want to happen, that's what shuts you down. All that thinking, all that thought and, what if? But then you have to go the other way. What if it worked out right? Turn that over. I'm always into the thought process because I know that that's as part of the thing that holds us back. So I'm always going to that. I'm always going to the inner side because I know these are the things that hold us back. So we have to change our perception on that, move forward to our dreams, and go into the unknown, unknowing. But then I go with God, I go with faith because I know that whatever it is, I'm trying to do it. And whatever it is that's big, that's is scaring you, you like, oh my God, I don't know if that's going to occur. I don't know if that's going to happen. But you go in with faith. That's what you live every day and you don't know it. You go in with faith, you go in with God, you go in with your energy of moving. You want this and your desire moves you. Your desire moves you in that direction, but desire can go so much. You could say, I desire it. But if you're afraid of the unknown, you're afraid of what's going to happen or the people's not going to accept you or it's not going to be right for the future. The future is now. Whatever steps you're putting toward it, whatever energy you're putting toward it is where that becomes your now becomes your future becomes the outcome of what you want. So you have to stay fast on your road. Keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on your goal. Set the goals, but you got to keep your eye on where you're going. And I know this is nothing new. Everybody knows this, but still, the unknown still it's still before us. After we reach that goal, after we reach that other goal we're trying to reach is before us. That's what type of we're down here for. This is a journey of unending. So you're going to always have something before you that's unknown. And this is my point to myself and others, that we have always had unknown. We went to the first grade, or when we started in school, it was, we never been somewhere before. We never been to kindergarten before. We never been somewhere before. We got used to doing that. It just feels like it's different. When you say, you know, I want my goals and I'm chasing it, it seems like it's bigger or different from the steps we've been doing. But really, all along, we have had this unknown in front of us. This unknown has always been, and it's really from all the stuff that we have labeled in life anyway, that we know that we're satisfied with. We've labeled everything. Everything is labeled, this, that, table, everything. We know everything. But to go to the unthings that haven't been invented yet, that's when it gets, you know, that's where the inventors come in. That's where Facebook, all, it wasn't here yet. The energy was here for it, but somebody had to think of it. Somebody had to get in tune with that. It's not that it couldn't happen in probably 1800 or even 1970, but somebody had to think a new thought to bring all these new ideals and the new future. The unknown had to be recovered, but the unknown is still being uncovered by us. So we have to know that while we're doing what we're doing on our day to day. It's always been an unknown, but it's gotten used to a whole lot of things in your life that it piled up to the fact that it's like, okay, I know all this stuff that's around me. You're familiar with it. So really, you're like, I don't have to do anything. I got my job. I got my house, which is fine. But if you got other goals that's beyond that you feel like you can't achieve, because it's something always telling us or waking us up when we're in our mundane, doing the same thing over and over. We're always getting this urge, and it don't always feel good. It's like, it's an unrest. You need to do something more for your life. Something is calling you, and that's the unknown. It's calling you. It's saying you need to do something more than what you're doing now. You need to come out of what you're doing now and do more. And we can ignore it. We got free will. God is always talking to us, telling us things. Our inner world is always showing us things. But if we're not paying attention, we're paying attention to the outer, which is the exterior world. And, you know, doing what we're doing, we can't listen. So I'm into this listening thing with the divine. So you can be a part of that unknownness. And be letting that unknown show itself to you, but you got to be listening. Or if you are already in your goal setting or whatever it is that you're seeking, whatever it is, a clearer clarity, more spiritual, want to be with God, more loving, whatever it is, you can have it now, but you can expand it even more. You can give it to people. You can give more love to people. Whatever it is that you feel like, you can open up a center for homeless youth with that love that you got. But you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. That's unknown. I've never done that before. I've never done, but I really want to do that. I want to, you know, open up my, you know, fashion center. I love clothes. I got the material. My hair shop. Whatever it is that we have, that we don't feel like others. And then God also have examples for us with other people that are doing what we're doing. So, you know, you can always sort out the people that you're doing, but you'll say, but that's them. They had money, or their parents had this. No, that's an example for you saying, yes, I can do it. It's always somebody. Or if it's not somebody doing what you never do, be a pioneer and do the unknown and do that nobody else did, that wasn't thought of. That's what you're here for. This is why you have your uniqueness here, to do something. And even when you're doing something that somebody else did, it's still in your uniqueness soul that's doing it. That's what's going to be different, that people is going to want to hear from you that's doing it. You have your own uniqueness, divineness, that will carry whatever it is that you have to say about it. You can have all different opinions, all different perspective on one thing. So your uniqueness have to have it. And your own unknownness haven't came yet. You haven't, it hasn't been revealed to you to let the world know who you are. So you're still unknown to yourself and unknown to what you can bring to the universe. All of us have it, and we have plenty of it. We have more than one gifts. We have gifts to bring to the unknown from the unknown, and the unknown is God. And the known is God, but the unknown, what we don't know, is God. That's your future that you're saying that your future is, but it's now. So you have to tap into that. I have to tap into the unknown and just proceed and not hold myself back, because I've been holding myself back from things that I need to do because I don't know how it's going to turn out. Since I don't know how, and I don't have all the answers, and that's another thing, I don't have all the answers. You don't have to have all the answers to proceed. You just got to proceed. I mean, you can have your plan, and it may work out, like I said, but you can have your plan at least in that direction. Steps in that direction, or it leads to other steps. It's a step-by-step thing anyway. And sometimes it's a leap of things. Some things happen just automatically for you where all these things are connecting. Then you are really in your higher frequency. You're on your higher path where things are clicking and everything is going well, where, you know, everything around you is going fast. You're moving fast in your vibration. It can also happen like that as well. But really, I'm just saying the step-by-step things that, you know, we don't know, we can't see in the future. We can't kind of figure it out. It's like I can't figure all the steps to where I want to go. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to take all these steps, and sometimes they're crooked steps, they straight steps. They're not always in a straight, you know, straight and arrow, where it's the steps all the way just lined up for you. That's not life. It really isn't, divine listeners. It's not life where everything is necessarily, and but you have situations that are, you know, damn, that happened really well. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about this journey that we're on. It's not always in a straight, you already know. It's a crumb by crumb, trail by trail kind of journey. It's like, where is this shit leading to? You know, it's like, where is this going? And sometimes you don't know. And sometimes, you know, you do have to confide in God where it's going. But my, you know, topic is today is the unknown. The unknown is really scary. It really is scary in ways that, but it still pulls you to itself. If you're listening, if you're following your intuition, and if you're in contact with yourself, with God, with the divine, it will pull you toward it. And sometimes things can happen, mistakes can happen, or whatever. I mean, things that are not thought out. Or people that you talk to, you'll run into somebody that'll say something that a click in your mind or a light bulb will go off, and you say, oh, this is the path I really should be on. This feels more natural. I thought I was on that path. I did a lot of energy work in that. I paid a lot of money to be in banking or whatever it is I thought that I was going to be, or accounting, or my parents told me I was going to be an accountant, or whatever it is. I thought that this was the route I was going to go. But something happened on your path where you met somebody, or you know, got connected in a group or whatever that happened, knocked you on the right path of where you should go. And you said, I don't even know I was supposed to be in. This is unknown to me. You know, it's a lot of people that's not didn't see themselves spiritual. They was atheists. They didn't see themselves knowing the path of spirituality. And something happened, or events took place where they're now on the path. They're spiritual teachers. They're involved in spirituality where they didn't know. They weren't raised like this at all. I'm just giving an example. You know, it don't have to be a spiritual thing, but I'm just saying it could be anything that you started out thinking that this was your path, and you end up on another path, and you say, what is this? This is the unknown to me. But the unknown to you, once you got into it, became the path that you were supposed to be on in the first place, but it was unknown to you. So we got a lot of unknowns. We got a lot of stuff, and this is great. I'm trying to embrace the unknown because it's a part of the path. It is part of the path, and I'm learning to embrace the unknown and proceed anyway, I need to proceed. I need to tell myself the same thing I'm talking about. Karen, proceed in what you're doing. You don't know all the answers. You don't know what's coming down the path. You don't know how you meet, but it frees me sometimes. I'm get froze in that not knowing. I want to know. I'm gonna go back to what I know, where I know these people. I know what I'm doing now. I know what I'm doing here. I don't know what this gonna lead to me. So I get stuck sometimes. A lot of times. That's why I'm talking about it. So I'm just wondering if you guys get stuck as well, and it kind of stifle us into being into our comfortableness or what's familiar. And sometimes we're not all that comfortableness. We're not all comfortableness. We're not all always comfortable in our knowing. We know this stuff, but we know it is familiar. I'll just say that. I'll just use the word familiar to us. So we're comfort get comfort in knowing that it's familiar to us. And the unknown is something that we're not familiar with. So we don't want to dive into that. It's scary. I could get ripped off. And you could. Things can happen. And sometimes you have to allow yourself to just be vulnerable and let them. Not saying that's why I say you have to go back to yourself and go into your intuition. Because if you don't, you go into unknown and you didn't check with God, check with your intuition, check with yourself, see where you are and how you feel about this really. You can jump into the unknown and be in a situation that you can't get out of, some place where you don't want to be, you know, and you're stuck in it, or you don't know how to get out of it, or whatever, or some unseen situation. If you don't, you know, you talk to somebody on the internet and they tell you all this good stuff and you're jumping forward in it and they saying this is a good deal, you should come in and get your money. And no, you should really research, and you should also always seek spirit before you do anything. Seek the divine. And this is divine intervention. And let God intervene into your life, intervene in your thoughts, intervene in your mind, your body, and you feel the answer, or you feel the vibration of what you should do. Your intuition will tell you. It'll be stronger if you stay in. The more you do it, the more you can feel your intuition and God talking to you. Or the more you feel meditated or the mind, you'll get the answer that you're looking for. You'll feel it. And you'll say, yeah, I did the work. I did the work with myself. I did the work with the divine. I feel like, yes, this feel. Or you'll feel like, no, I don't feel. But then there's a difference between fear, you know, I'm not going to do this, and this is for you. Then, you know, you're doing it from fear of making that jump. Do you know what I'm saying? You're fearful because you're comfortable and you should stay this way, or you're fearful because one thing, when God give you the answers and intuition, it's not scary. I'm gonna tell you that. Intuition is not scary. The only but intuition can warn you. You will get a warning, but it's not scary. The other thing is scared to just move, scared because you might do something wrong, or scared to, you know, get involved, and you stand in your comfort zone because you don't want to move forward. That's different. It's a different vibration, believe me. It's a different vibration. You just got to feel it. You got to feel it. You have to know when you're getting a warning from the divine. This is different type of warning. It's not a scary warning, but it's a warning. You'll get it in your gut, or you'll feel it, or you get a voice, whatever way that God deal with you. If you're close in your spirit or in your divine, in yourself, in your body, and you don't even have to be spiritual for this. This happened to regular people every day. They'll get a hunch. Hey, I should play the numbers. And you don't even have to be spiritual for none of this, but you're talking to a person that's a spiritual talk show. So I'm going to always bring spirit involved in this show because I'm spiritual in it. And this is how I receive my information. But regular people, you know, ordinary person that don't even deal with spirit can get intuition, or you don't even have to be, you know, deeply in something. You can get your intuition because we're all what spiritual beings anyway, whether we aware of it or not. what I'm saying is it don't have to be all this, but you just pay attention to your feelings and act on them. And so when you're in that thing where I'm getting ready to, I don't know what I'm gonna do it, what decision I'm in, can I do it, what I'm doing it, and sometimes it gets so confused you don't know what to do. And when I, to be honest with you, divine listeners, sometimes it gets crazy with the intuition in my brain, thoughts be done, just overload of thinking on it, the decision, I do nothing, okay? You know, it just don't look like the intuition is coming through at that moment. I'll wait. I won't do nothing. But that can't be forever. I mean, you know, I just wait, you know, and until I get more guidance. And sometimes, you know, somebody will be telling you, I don't like people rushing me. You know, you got to get this car. This is the only one left. I don't like all that. I mean, it could be, but if it's the only one left or whatever it is, that you're pressuring me and I don't feel like I'm sure about it. My intuition is not, hey, so be it. It's the only one left. Hey, sell it. I'll do it. It's the only dress. I'll get another one. Or I got to feel what I'm feeling. I got to feel whether this is right for me. If you say this is your last chance, well, no, I don't feel like that. I feel like we got endless chance. We got endless opportunities as long as we're living. It's beyond, it's so many opportunities for us. So don't let nobody pressure you into anything that this is the last whatever. It's not the last whatever. There'll be another opportunity, probably, most likely better than that. So I don't like to be pressured into anything. Do this or right now, or, you know, sometimes you have to. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you have to sign it. Sign the lease right now or the apartment is gone. I'm not saying that, but you know what I'm saying, divine listeners, that, you know, that pressure that people put you up under, that you have to be, or this is ever the last opportunity. I don't believe in it, guys. I don't believe in last opportunities. I don't believe in this is the last whatever. As long as I'm breathing, living, opportunities are always available to me. Always. And God's answers and God's love and God's healing, all that is always available to us. It's unlimited. This is the unlimited universe. This is unlimited. And so is the unknowing. It's always going to be an unknown. It's always going to be an unknown of level. So we just got to proceed anyway with our scaredness, whatever, with our being afraid, fear or whatever. You can't let fear stop you. You can't let anything stop you from it's just the unknown. It doesn't have to be bad. It don't have to be scary. We just have to go. We have to proceed in the unknown. The unknown is God unfolding all the time. We can't see it. We can only see a little bit of a glimpse of it, and it comes together, and it happens to us all the time. And when it come together, it's good. You know, I fought for this. I had my goals set, and here I am now. I'm a singer. I'm a whatever. I'm doing what I love to do. It's there, but yet it's another project you got to do, or another some unseenful thing that you have to do, or another challenge that's coming your way. It never stops. It's always there, and it's like you take a deep breath. You're like, oh God, here's something else. I've never done that before. I never experienced that before. We never did this before, or whatever. Whatever it is that's coming our way, it's coming now. It's unknown, but we have to what? We have to proceed in it. And I'm talking to myself, Karen, you have to proceed because you can let that unknown get you and stop you, and the fear of it keep you stifled, keep you in one direction, keep you in one. And you know, God ain't making you do anything, or nobody else is making you. You got free will. That's another thing. You're free to stop. You're free to stop everything and not do anything. Nothing's gonna happen to you. You're just gonna feel that irk that's constantly that unsettling feeling like, I need to be doing something. I need to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That urge to do that project or whatever it is that you feel like you need to do, it'll still be there. Or you can drown it out, you know, or you can say, hey, I made a decision. Nobody's mad at you. I made a decision. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to move forward with it. I'm not going with this goal because it's too scary. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. These people, they saying they're going to do this, but I'm not doing it. I decided. And you have the free will to do it. But I'm saying we shouldn't give up that early. We shouldn't give up that quickly. We should move forward in it if it feels right. Okay, if that part, if it feels right and if it feels divine, if it feels like a thing that you really should do, don't let the unknown stop you. If it feels right and it feels like a thing that you should go after or you feel good about it. Sometimes we feel good about it. We stop ourselves. We say, oh, this really feels good. I'm moving in the direction I'm supposed to, but feeling good even stop us. It's crazy. It's stripped out. You know you're going in the right direction, but it feels good, but you just, that fear right there. It's an unknown. I still don't know. I need more reassurance. Well, damn it, you're not going to get all the reassurance you get to go through this path. You're not going to get it. It's going to be breadcrumbs, whatever, through this path. You're not going to get all the answers. Well, I don't have all the answers. Sometimes we don't need all the answers. Sometimes we do. We need more answers. We need more research. Then do it. Do all the research you need and get all the answers you can get and then get back on the path. But don't let the unknown stop you. That we don't know what's going on. We so comfortable with all these labels and things that's already around us, this plague, this, that, and the other. We're comfortable with it. We know that this is, you know, my house. We know that this is who the people we with. We know the neighbors down the block. We know all the peoples. We just safe. We're just safe here. Well, yeah, safe is good in a way where it cannot be growth in ways. You know, you're safe, but you're not growing. And we got to grow, people. We have to grow. Whatever way we can, we have to grow in spirit. We got to grow in our lives. We got to grow in our dreams. We have to grow that dream that's inside of us, that's before us, that wants to be born. Because the dreams itself want to be born. They want to be born. That book want to be wrote. It want to be published that's inside you. It's waiting to be. But it can't do it without you. And that's why I say we're so powerful. We think we're waiting on the world to tell us who we are. No, the world is waiting on us to tell us who we are. You know, we thinking, okay, they're waiting on us. No, nothing moves without you. You're powerful. You're the aspect of the creator. You're the divine in flesh. You're divine dressed up in flesh. Let the divine work through you. Be a conduit to the divine. All these dreams that you got built up inside you. Let it come through you. Let it come through you so you can birth all your dreams. All your things that you want. Let it be a birth to you and through you. You're pregnant with your dreams. Let them come through. And I'm pregnant with my dreams. And if you want to be pregnant with a baby, and that's a dream that you want to have, be pregnant with that. Know that that's going to come forth too as well. It's the unknown. So I'm just saying, we all powerful beings. We all powerful beings in this. And we have to know that we can make whatever it is come true. We can make it come true. We can make our dreams come true like the next person that we see. And if they're not doing it, we can start and be a pioneer and birth our dreams from within, from original, from the unknown. That's where everything come from. I mean, you know, the people in 1800 couldn't possibly see all these unbirthing dreams that came through. They couldn't possibly see in the 1980 all these things that's come since then, since I was born, all these dreams that's come through. So some people are actually, most of us are actually getting our dreams done, or they're coming true, or they're coming into fruition. There are, but it's still always that unknown when that comes. What I'm saying is after that, it's always more to be known, more to be recovered and uncovered. And so I'm saying to you all and myself that there's always been this unknown since we were born. So why not just go after our dreams full-fledged? Why not put both feet in and go for it? If it don't happen, you still living, you still go and give it the other dream that you had or another one and more opportunities. It don't stop by disappointment. Don't let disappointment stop you. It was just, it's always the thing to look back and learn. If you say, well, damn, Karen, like you said, like I said earlier, I went for my dreams. I did all this. I put all the money in and went for it. And it's like, okay, but are you still living? Did you learn from your mistakes, or did you learn from that experience that happened to you? No, it's so painful. I didn't allow myself to learn. It just stifled me all the way. I would never want to go after a dream again. You can get like that. And I get it. I really get it. Some things just knock you all back, but we're so spiritual. It really is an experience of knocking us back. But guys, really nothing can. Nothing can really stop us. It's just us stopping us. And that experience was just an experience that didn't come the way you thought it should come. It didn't come the way we hoped it should come. And all of us have that. It didn't come in that way. But you are still here. You're still strong. You're still breathing. You still got God in you. You're still God's child. You're still divine with a body. You're still spirit with a body. So you move forward. It won't kill you unless you're, physical death. If it's physical death, then you're in another realm anyway. Probably birthing your dreams on another level. But while you're here and while you're involved in this body, in this lifetime, in this time space, you need to continue to proceed and not stop. Proceed and not stop. If that didn't happen, it didn't work out, fine. We continue. Because you're a continuing being. That did not kill you. And if it did, if it did, you're not here to know about it, no way. But if you're still living, breathing life, then you're here to have more dreams, more hopes, more opportunities. And all of them are unknown to you because you haven't did it yet. You haven't experienced it yet. And if you want to re-experience something, that's fine too. You did it. You know how to do it. But that's not fun. You already did it. You want to conquer things anyway that you haven't experienced. Actually, your goals are supposed to be so big that they scare you. Really. They so big they blow your mind. And then you say, how am I going to get that done? That's really unknown. How am I going to accomplish that? That's what that spirit in you wants to do. That's that true spirit. That's that true spirit that came to experience and create and birth and give birth to it. That's what we really love to do. But we forgot. We just got so caught up in our everyday lives. But that's what the spirit want to do. That's what God have us doing. He's making us co-creators of our lives. We're co-creators of our lives where we can create the life that we want. We could co-create the experience that we want to have on earth. And yes, it's a process with it, but we came here for the process because in the spiritual world, it's not like that. We came here to do this, to see, to get a reflection of our creation. If it came so fast, we can't even, and it's good sometimes if it come, but this process, that we're living is what I'm saying is a process type of thing down here in this dense reality, because we really want to look at our creations. We want to look at it step by step and say, hey, I did that. I came from a, ghetto background or, not so good background. Look at me now. I came through all of this and now look at me. We want to see that progress. We want to see that within ourselves. We're spiritual beings. We want to see that growth. That's what we're here for, to grow. And if we're not growing, and we can see it in ourselves. You don't feel it. It's that we're not growing. And that's why we pick fights or do things or spend our times doing reality shows or watching things that we were trying to occupy ourselves because we're trying to do something. So that inner self is telling us we need to be doing something. We need to be progressing in something. We need to be doing things in our life that make a difference for all of us and everybody. So we need to be on that path of giving ourselves and giving to others. You know, I know this sounds corny and probably I always get into the giving, but yes, that's what we're here for. And anybody knows that whatever it is that you're doing, you want everybody to hear and feel it anyway, whether it be your music, whatever, you want everybody. So it's really a serving type of universe. If it's selfishly yours and you can listen to it yourself, that's fine. But if everybody can listen to it, it feels better to serve. So you got to be of service. That's when you do your most spiritualness and being, and you're at your happiest when you're serving, guys. You're serving. You're serving a whole lot of people for whatever reason you're serving them for. It could be food, restaurants, you're serving people. You're singing, you're doing taxes for a whole lot of people, or you're doing whatever it is. I don't know all the things you're doing, but if you're serving a lot of people doing it and people are you receiving feedback for it, it's the best feeling in the world. And that's what you want to do. You want to serve. And so you want to not let anybody, anything, the unknown or fear or anything to stop you from serving or being the best you can be, being the highest being you could possibly be, in the highest frequency that you could possibly be. And so we can't let the unknown pull us back. We can't let the fear pull us back of not knowing. You know, I just don't know how this is going to turn out. I'm just not even going to get into this. This looks seem stressful. This seems, you know, like I can't get a hold to it. It just seems so big, you know. It just seemed like it's too much to climb. I said I want to be there, but you know, you just can't do it in one day. You just have to have steps toward it. And faith toward it yourself in doing it. And you got to love doing it, whatever it is. And that kind of helps you get into the unknown. You say, well, I don't know. And it's good to say, I don't know. People think they want to know all the answers to everything. It's good to sometimes just say, you know what? I don't know. God, you know. Could you lead me? I just don't know where this is going, but I got a dream that's building inside me. I got some place I want to go. I want to express this. I want to have this experience, but I just don't know. How can I? The question is, how can I? Not how can I get out of it. The question is, how can I do this? How can I make this happen? You're asking the divine, yourself too, because yourself is in the divine. You're asking yourself questions, but you're asking the divine questions as well. How can I? How can I make this possible? This impossible or this unknown be known? Because somewhere all of this stuff that we're dealing with was unknown and it was made to be known. So there is a lot of unknowns, you know, that we just don't know. But we can't stop there and we can't let it stop us. We have to challenge ourselves and our spirit and knowing that, yes, I don't know. I don't know where this is going to lead me. And a lot of times we don't. And sometimes we do. And when you do know it, that's fine. That's good. That's great. If it leads you right to it and you got intuition and it's going to it, fine. You know, sometimes it leads us right to it, whatever it is that we're thinking of being or but that's fine. But that next step, that next challenge that you don't know, don't let it stop you. That's all I'm saying. Don't let the next unknown stop you. Even if you're achieving your goals, even if you're right there achieving them, don't let that be the thing that stop you. Because like I said, it's in my life that I had to examine this. It just been stopped in some things. Even right now, reason why I'm giving this show, like I said, I'm talking to myself as well as others, and I'm honest with it. You know, it's like, wow, I have been stopped. You know, it's like I don't know. And I, to be honest with you, I was going on with the I don't have to know about it. I don't have to be scared if I don't do it and going that route. You know, I don't have to be bothered with it. Just do what I've been doing. And that's, that worked. But I always come back to this. I always come back to another unknown situation. It always come back because I don't think you can ever really get out of it. There's a challenge in front of you that you never did or never had to do. You know, so it's like I had to come back around and come back to the unknown and say, okay, Karen, here you go again. You've never done this before, but it's something you want to do. You need to do it. And I'm going to do that something that I want to do. I'm not getting into it now, but I have my dreams too that I'm doing. Not going to share in all of it, but we all, I'm just going to say dreams have dreams inside of us that are private, or if you want to share. That's fine too. And if not, that's fine too. You keep your things, sometimes your dreams to yourself so you can incubate them and you don't really tell everybody because everybody got their opinions. You know, you can have a flower growing inside you of a dream and you tell them, hey, look, this is what I do. You tell the wrong people, they can step on the dream. You know. So you gotta be cautious of who you tell your dreams. Now, people, I'm gonna tell you all my stuff as soon as I have the courage to move forward in it. You know, when it in fruition, what it was that I needed to do and the steps I needed to take. I always come back to my listeners and tell you how the things came out, and share. But I'm just saying, in general, sometimes we have a dream. And we feel so good about it, guys. You know, we want to tell, somebody, anybody, I just feel like it. And you be really hyped on it. And I don't know if that ever happened to you when you tell some family members. It could be a dear loved one. It could be your mother. It could be anybody that you value. And you say, you know what? I got this idea. You know, I want to make, do a seminar with dreams, or I want to do this. Whatever it is you want to do, I want to be a do fashion. I want to have my fashion scene and all these different places all over the world. And somebody say, you want to have your fashion? I seen you draw. I seen you draw in fifth grade. Girl, ain't nobody gonna buy that fashion that you doing. You need to go and get this job you trying to get, girl. Keep your day job. And right then and there, the dream that you had was there. I'm just using an example, that fashion designer that you wanted to be, that was within you, it went down if you let it. I'm just saying, because the person that you didn't tell, the right person, it could be a dear person that you thought would support you, and the dream just kind of like, oh, she right. You going with somebody else's point of view. They don't think they can do it, or they don't think you can do it, so they put it on you. And all I'm saying is, be careful who you tell, and you know that this people, the people you tell or the person you tell is going to be supportive. And then move forward in your dream or move forward in your knowing that at least I don't know what's going to happen. I want to have this, sell this all over the world. It sounds impossible. But it's not impossible to God. You're a divine being. This could happen. You just start thinking and say, well, this can happen. I've known these people that do this on TV. They get all these their fabric shown or whatever, or the clothes shown all over the world. This is this possible? Can I contact somebody that's in fabric that know this? Start having your connections, start talking and being in that frequency where you can get the contacts that you need, or you saying you have the unknown, start reaching out in steps to the unknown and find out what it is that you need. But I'm just saying, proceed. That's what I'm saying. In other words, I'm going all around to say, proceed in the unknown and do it now. Don't wait. Because now is your future. There's no future out there. Now is where you need to start. And I'm saying that to myself. Now is where I need to start. I need to get with my process. of what I need to do and not be so fearful of the future or how it's going to turn out. We don't really know how it's going to turn out, but we proceed anyway. The unknown is the divine. The unknown is God. And so I hope you guys got what I was saying, and go into the unknown. Go into your life. My next show is September the 7th, Divine Intervention, DTLG, mail.com is the my email address. And I'm here at 8 o'clock Central Time, Saturday, September the 7th. That's my next show. And I hope you all go into the unknown and find exactly what you need. Sweet dreams into the future. Good night.
BB.
Thank you. You do? Yes. Thank you, Donald. Sounded just. It was. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really do. Thank you. You tell your brother I said hello. You both have a wonderful weekend, and I see you guys in 2 weeks.